I guess it's no use to try to go to sleep here.
I don't think there is either.
Either.
It's either.
Oh, have your way.
Thanks.
Well, now that you've got me up, what do you want to read? Too hot to go back on the lake now.
Well, let's go swimming.
It's still too hot, Sally.
Oh, well, then, let's just sit here under this tree and enjoy the shade.
Well, I can enjoy it a lot better if I'm sleeping in it.
Cecil, you're not going to sleep.
All right. I couldn't now if I wanted to.
Well, that saves me a lot of trouble.
Oh, I wish I had a nice cold dish of ice cream.
Oh, there's some lemonade in the thermos.
You mean was.
Oh, goodness. Did you drink all that, too?
Oh, I have a man-sized appetite.
You mean an elephant's appetite.
Don't be a smarty.
Oh, Cecil, I know what to do.
We're not going swimming now.
Oh, that isn't it.
What is it, then?
Well, I brought a book. We'll stay here under the tree and read.
Yeah, both of us read one book.
Silly, I'll read it.
Don't call me silly. I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
So you'll read. What'll I do?
I'll read out loud and you can listen.
Oh, that's a noble idea.
But you can't fall asleep.
Oh, I won't. I hope you brought a good story.
Oh, it's lovely.
Adventure?
No, not exactly. Here it is. A book of poems.
A book of poems?
Yes. Don't you just love poetry?
Oh, for cat's sake. Why didn't you bring something good?
This is good. You'll love it.
Oh, I will.
Mm-hmm. Cecil, you know what this reminds me of? Us being here?
What?
This. A book of verse, a jug of wine, and thou, sitting beside me in the wilderness.
Oh, this is no wilderness. And where do you get the jug of wine stuff?
Haven't you any soul, Cecil?
I got something, I guess.
Shall I read some of this?
Oh, go ahead. I can stand anything.
All right. This is from Browning.
I don't mind.
All right.
What's the matter? Got a frog in your throat?
Listen. If you must love me, let it be for naught, except for love's sake only. Do not say, I love her for her smile, her look, her way, of speaking gently for a trick of thought that falls in well with mine.
Oh, that's no good. Isn't there something better in there?
Why, that's beautiful, Cecil.
Oh, you funny person.
Well, what do you want me to read?
Well, isn't there anything good in there? Interesting.
Oh, I guess you'd like something in there about Indians.
That might do.
Well, there isn't. Oh, here's a nice poem.
What is it?
It's called Far, Far Away.
Well, read it, Far, Far Away.
A whisper from his dawn of life, a breath, from some fair dawn beyond the doors of death, far, far away.
Nice, pleasant little piece, isn't it?
Far, far, how far? From o'er the gates of birth, the faint horizons, all the bounds of earth, far, far away.
Yeah, very pretty, but what's it all about?
What charms in words, a charm no words could give. Oh, dying words, can music make you live? Far, far away.
Go on.
Well, that's all.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
It's wonderful.
Bunk.
Oh, you just can't appreciate anything inspiring.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You like them so much, you read them to yourself, and I'll go to sleep.
No. I'll make you enjoy these poems if it kills me.
Well, what kind of flowers do you like?
Don't you be a smarty. Now, don't close your eyes. You've got to listen.
I'm all ears.
Oh, here's another good one.
Oh, another good one?
Yes. Listen. There is a garden in her face where roses and white lilies blow.
Oh, of all the silly things, there's a garden in her face.
It's poetic license.
Oh, it's poetic bunk. How could she have a garden in her face?
Oh, it doesn't mean exactly that. Let me finish.
All right. It can't get worse.
A heavenly paradise is that place wherein all pleasant fruits do grow.
She must have had a big face to have a whole garden on it.
Cecil, I won't read any more.
Good. Now can I go to sleep?
On second thought, I will read some more.
Haven't you anything in the book by Kipling? Oh, I like his junk.
Junk, huh? Well, I'm glad to know you like someone, but there's nothing in here of his. I'm sorry.
Oh, Sally, you know, I wrote a piece of poetry once.
Oh, really, Cecil?
Uh-huh.
Was it good?
Sure, I wrote it. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to, Cecil.
Well, it's sort of like Kipling's Women.
Oh, I didn't know he had any.
Oh, the poem, I mean. I called it, Women I Have Loved.
Oh, it's an exciting title.
I made it up, just out of my head. It goes like this. Oh, I have loved women in the land of snow.
I'll bet they were cold to you, Cecil.
Don't be rude. Let's see. Oh, yeah. And the things I know are the things I know. And I have loved in climates warm where the women are divine of form.
Oh, goodness.
What's the matter? It's not supposed to be funny.
Oh, Cecil, I know it. That's what makes it so funny.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
Oh, Cecil, I love it. It slays me.
You don't appreciate good poetry.
Oh, that sounds so funny, coming from you.
Oh, is that so?
Well, what's the rest?
That's all. I didn't have time to make up a second verse.
Well, I hope you do sometime. Now, Cecil, I'll finish reading from this book.
All right. Go ahead.
Cecil, won't you please sit up and keep your eyes open?
I'm not going to sleep, Sally.
Well, don't. Oh, here's one that everybody remembers. The Elegy. Do you remember it? Cecil. I said, do you remember it?
Uh-huh, sure.
The curfew tolls the knell of parting day. The lowing herd winds slowly o'er the lea. The plowman homeward plods his weary... Cecil, are you listening?
Yeah.
And leaves the world to darkness and to me. Cecil. Cecil. Oh, goodness, I knew it. He's fallen asleep. Oh, well, I guess I'll let him sleep. Poor Cecil. I guess he was too tired to listen.